Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And I'm so thrilled to have Abby on. Hello, Abby.
Hello, Abby. How are you?
Thank you for having me.
And so we have this, you know, it's funny how things turn from Taylor Swift to Super Bowl. But I don't want to turn to the Super Bowl just yet. I want to stay on Taylor because I've never been at an event that long, that positive. It was nerve-wrackingly and exhausting for you, but I can't imagine if you'd have wrote it down on paper how you wanted it to turn out, that would have been close.
Yes. One of the most entertaining things was actually watching Mike Haas become a Swiftie over those
You do what you do.
That transformation was very interesting, was it not?
It was. He drank the Kool-Aid.
So he shakes it up every morning now.
He does. I don't really think you can say enough about how wonderful that weekend was for just the city in general and all of our hospitality industry and the experience that they had and the exposure that the city got, and with the demographic that came out and the positiviness, that's not a word, but it was great. And then to be able to host it here and see the workings and for our team and the little elements that we were able to add to engage with the fans. Obviously, the friendship bracelets went over better than expected.
Abby's idea. Let's just get it out there now because it was Abby's idea.
And just saying, right?
No, it was. I can't say the word I want to use, but it was gutsy. It was a gutsy call.
It took probably about 9 months to get all the approvals. And
are you kidding me?
No, and to get people to buy in, and because it was crazy, and then I had to find a company that could make it, which we did with Sean and Big Easy Balls out of Miami. That is the name of the company. I'm not
that's right.
Inappropriate.
And I was worried about saying ballsy. Yeah, that's there it is. There we go.
So it's part of the vernacular now, right?
It is. And if I knew how much I was going to say that company's name, I probably would have chosen another one. But no, they were great. And within less than 5 weeks, we were able to come up with a design. There's a lot of concern about the material, the weight, making sure that it would withstand the elements. I mean, it was just nylon, like a bouncy house. Get them constructed. Each bracelet was one consecutive piece.
Right.
Get it shipped to us and then installed. And it was in the nick of time. And I knew everyone would like them, but to get the overwhelming response and just stand out on the plaza and see thousands of people take their picture with big smiles and the comments on all the social medias as they travel from one stadium to another, it's this, ongoing joy that New Orleans gets to send to the rest of the world. They're international at this point. So,
And then you got to share it with another stadium.
Yes.
Brilliant.
I mean, absolutely.
Yes, they went to Indianapolis and then Toronto, and I believe they're on their way to Vancouver. We'll see. We want to make sure they get up. I don't want to.
That's right. We're always
spill the beans.
But that to me is just kind of paying it forward, right? Yeah. I just thought that was a great, because people kept asking, "What are you going to do? What are you going to do? What are you doing?" And then pay it forward, and they'll eventually come home.
From the outside looking in, and I think I mentioned this to Mike, and I gave kudos to ASM, y'all staff. Total execution.
Thank you.
And everyone that I talked to, And I talked to a lot of people that went to that event. And I was actually the Uber driver for my family on Sunday night. People felt safe. The flow worked. The pre-sales of the merchandise out in Champion Square and then I think in the arena for a couple of days. Folks appreciated that. Obviously, a lot of times the demand is greater than the supply. That's not your problem. That's somebody else's. But the reality is that's a testament to how much people really appreciated the opportunity, whether you were a ticket holder or not, to play a part. And it reverberated through the community, I mean, completely, about the execution of this. And that's what I just kept hearing over and over and over again, which is a testament to y'all's hard work.
Yeah, I really want to give a shout-out to Farrell Bouton, who is our director of operations here, and the way him and his team look at events, see events from, you know, artist perspective, guest perspective, to make that a reality. And they deserve all the credit for that beautiful ingress and egress. They did an amazing job. But, you know, as we're sitting here before this luncheon, you know, and the tagline is, it's what we do, and we are built to host. And that's what's great about this city is there is this relationship and connection between ASM and the Saints and ASM and GNOSF, let me get that correct, you know, and New Orleans and company, that we can confidently go out globally and say we want to host your large event because we know how to do this and we're going to do it right. So.
Yep. And the LSED.
Yes, and the LSED.
We love our acronyms.
And there are others.
We love our acronyms.
Probably another six or seven acronyms at least, right?
But so the page turns quickly, right? The page turns quickly, and the Super Bowl have been partners with us for the last couple of years. But it's under 80 days, right? We see it when we walk in every morning, and the momentum has changed.
The momentum has changed. We still need to make sure that we are getting ramped up for LHSA football and the Bayou Classic,
Battle of the Bands,
New Orleans Bowl, the Sugar Bowl. You know,
Saints games,
Pelicans games. Justin Timberlake on Monday, 85 South this Saturday. That we're really looking forward to, along with Rod Wave and. Wild and Out, there's a slew of other shows, but, you know, as much as we're focusing on the Super Bowl and it's number one priority, we got to make sure that all of our clients and guests get the attention they need to throw that stellar event that we get to do every year, which is an honor.
I heard through the grapevine that as a result of the Taylor Swift concert, that y'all have upgraded the bedding in your respective offices here. Is that
no
true?
More cots.
I will not confirm or deny if there is a pillow top air mattress somewhere in this building for some of our hardworking event coordinators. But, you know, as someone who's been in the hospitality industry for probably more decades than I should, I'd love to tell you I never slept overnight in one of my venues to make an event happen, but that'd be a lie. So.
Well, and it doesn't stop. So the Bayou Classic, Thanksgiving is late this year, the 28th. Battle of the Bands the 29th, Bayou Classic on the 30th, Saints game on the 1st.
On the 1st.
That's
wow.
A lot of restocking,
wow.
Repainting, retaking every banner down, putting the Saints, the Florida Lee. It's barely a blip. It's because it's what you know, our field crew, Pharaoh, Chuck Borg, Evan Holmes, Ash, what everybody does. And, you know, to flip a field in 24 hours. It's been done. We do it,
yeah,
but it ain't easy.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
It's not a small building to clean either.
That's true.
I'll tell you, Miss Daisy. And we get a lot of positive comments from inspections on exactly how clean and amazing this venue is. And kudos to their team, too, because there are a lot of restrooms.
Yeah. So. Yeah. And a lot of little spaces and nooks and crannies.
Not as many nooks and crannies anymore. We've opened it up a lot. And so that is the beauty of it. But that's the fun part, right? The fun part is to be able to show this building off and let people see it, kind of like we're seeing it now. Because we don't see it often with the lights down like this, and the boards are kind of an amber orange, and you just have this glow, and you see things on the 100 Plaza level that maybe you didn't normally see. You can see the bar, lights around the 40-yard bars so much clearer now because the lights aren't on, so it's just cool.
What has changed for you? We were talking earlier with Mark Romick. Thank you. With Mark Romick, about the social media and the promotion and what happens now. I mean, there's so many different silos of it today than there were 20 years ago. Some you have the same amount of control, some maybe a little little more control, and then others no control at all.
Yes, I have three wonderful
I almost wish we were TV right now, because if you'd have seen her face just now when I asked that question.
That's just to let you know that it is overwhelming.
Yeah, the decision, go social, and then, with social, is it organic content? Do you have approval to make organic content? Is it, just the poster that you go out, does that reach? And people forget what they saw 30 seconds after they saw it. They want right. something new. So then, but you can't put too much up. And, so we have conversations all the time and come up with just crazy ideas and see what we can pull out and do that stay within the parameters. And then, you're still talking about all your traditional methods, whether that's print, TV, radio, billboards, constantly trying to reach out to the colleges or different, demographics and genres pending on the show. And it's like taking a bunch of noodles and just throwing it on the wall and seeing which one sticks. And if none of them stick, then, you're in the hot seat because you got tickets you got to sell. So, keeping up with the changes in the social world, especially since, it's not something that I grew up with.
Me either.
You learn. My team teaches me something new every single day, and I'll see something and I'll think, oh, that's a really cool idea. And I'll come in, and I'm like really excited. Like, I saw this on TikTok because they taught me how to use TikTok. And I'll be like, let's do this. And they just look at me and they're like, Abby, that was last week. No one's doing that anymore. And I'm like, okay, all right.
Which makes me about 2 months behind.
Yeah. Exactly. Well, I guess it's an exercise that really tests the bounds of your imagination every day, right?
Yes.
You have to, and Abby's the queen, I was going to say king. She's the queen. You got to think outside the box.
Yeah.
You got to think outside the box. And Abby does that better than anybody that I've ever worked with before. You got to.
Thank you.
So they're not all successes, but you got to think outside the box.
Yeah.
She does.
Well, best of luck to you.
Thank you so much.
Make sure that you're taking your vitamins or whatever.
Will do.
And I'm sure that bed, that air mattress will get used between now and the Super Bowl.
Well, thank you for having me on. It was a pleasure. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Abby, as always.
Thank you so much. All right, folks, we will be right back. I'm Newell Norman. He's Mike Haas, and she was Abby Jones, Director of Sales and Marketing for ASM here at these facilities. She's got more than one facility, too.
Right, that's just it. So a lot of what she was talking about were things that are happening in the Smoothie King Center. And
right.
Throw in the Pelicans, right? Playing tonight, Golden State. There's so much happening on this. We call it a campus,
right?
There's so much happening here.
Absolutely. We'll be right back. Stay with us.